the hour, so I think we can go ahead and get started. My name is Daryl Stevenson. I'm with Boeing Research and Technology Communications. And along with me on the phone is Joe Tadino, who is with Boeing Defense, Space, and Security Communications. And hopefully you've all received copies of our news release, which went out earlier today.
Good morning, everybody.
And if you should need any additional information or have any follow-up questions after this call, please don't hesitate to contact either Joe or me, and we'll be glad to help you out. First of all, thanks for joining today's media teleconference. We're pleased to have with us three leaders from across the company who have key roles on the new systems engineering 2020 contract that was awarded to Boeing last week. First of all is Gene Heyman, who is the Director of Boeing Advanced Air Traffic Management Business Development, and will also be the SE 2020 Program Manager for Boeing. Secondly, we have Neil Planzer, who is the Vice President of Boeing Air Traffic Management Transformation, who is with Boeing Commercial Airplanes. And thirdly, we have Greg Deiter, who is the Vice President of Boeing Defense and Government Services, which is a division of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. He will be providing an opening statement, followed by brief remarks from Neil and Greg. And after that, we will take your questions. So, Gene, if you will, if you will begin with your opening statement.
Yeah, thank you very much, Daryl, to get this started. First of all, I want to say thank you for your time this afternoon. We are actually very pleased to have been selected by the FAA to be one of the prime contractors on this major research and development effort known as System Engineering 2020, or SE 2020, for the FAA's Next Generation Air Transportation System. Now, as many of you probably already know, Boeing has been involved in developing advanced ATM concepts to improve air traffic management on a global scale. We've been doing this for many years. Now, we believe that we're uniquely qualified and we have the right team in place to assist the FAA in determining how to apply advanced concepts and technologies to improve both safety and efficiency of air travel. Now, the primary focus is under this contract will be to look at large-scale ATM modeling and simulation, fully integrating the ground and air platforms and providing integrated solutions, as well as operations across all different vehicle types, which include commercial and military aircraft, as well as general aviation and unmanned aerial systems and even rotorcraft. Now, we're looking to assist the FAA with the research around things like improved weather forecasting to help minimize the delays, what are the different technologies and concepts out there to help reduce emissions, as well as improve security and safety. And what are some of the other approaches or concepts to that we can help them develop for greater air traffic capacity in today's systems? And lastly but not least, to help develop methods and concepts by which we can fly both manned and unmanned aerial vehicles safely together. Now, we can get in all these during the Q&A session, but for now I'd like to turn the microphone over to Neil Planzer.
Thanks, Gene. As Gene mentioned, Boeing has assembled a comprehensive industry team that includes Airbus, Cessna, Lockheed Martin, and other organizations that will provide effective systems engineering support to ensure that all of us use the airlines and the flying public see the benefits of next-gen as quickly as possible. All of our partners on this team have been carefully selected to leverage their experience and expertise in advanced air traffic management research to fully apply integrated solutions that will help the FAA take next-generation air traffic transportation system to its next phase. We have already had comprehensive agreements in place with both Airbus and Lockheed to work jointly on next-gen solutions. And Boeing and Airbus have a vested interest in having a harmonized global air traffic system. Boeing and Lockheed Martin also have worked together to integrate ground systems and airborne vehicles. NextGen is a national imperative, and our aim is to deliver early NextGen benefits that are vitally important to the FAA for our customers and for those who use the air transportation system. I'd like to turn it over to you now, Greg.
Thanks, Neil. This contract is a great example of the collective resources of the Boeing Company joining with the best of industry to create a world-class team for partnering with the FAA on the next generation of air traffic management. So FE 2020 is an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, or IDIQ as it's called. And this enables the FAA to solicit the industry teams for best value solutions to their critical need task orders. So our team is excited to bid on the FAA's various task orders in the coming months and years and to demonstrate these new ATM concepts. Our intent is to apply fully integrated solutions to assist the FAA in developing and testing advanced air traffic management concepts that will improve safety, reliability, and the efficiency of air travel. Under SE 2020 task orders, our team will work with the FAA to conduct large-scale demonstrations, including the use of aircraft as flying laboratories to see how next-gen concepts, procedures, and technologies can be integrated into the current air traffic system. Our goal is to create best value solutions for the flying public and the airlines that serve them. Now, we can talk more about some of these demonstrations during the Q&A. So I'll turn it back over to Daryl, and we'll go ahead and get started. Daryl?
Okay, thank you, Greg. Now at this time, I think we'll open it up to your questions. Now, we do have quite a number of people on the call, so we ask that you please provide your name and news organization first when you ask a question. We'll also assume that your question is directed to Gene Heyman unless you state otherwise. So with that, if we can have the first question, please.
Hello, this is John Hughes at Bloomberg. And I guess my question pertains to examples of what you'll be doing. And I guess one problem right off the bat is when we say next gen, nobody really knows what we're talking about because the term means so many different things. ADS-B is a very important program within next gen, and I don't know if the things you're talking about, if you're going to be working on that particular project. I'm just hoping you can give me a couple concrete examples of specific projects within NextGen that are ongoing and that maybe I've heard of that you're going to be working on.
So thank you for the question. Absolutely. I will state right off that the ADS-B program is under a separate contract that was awarded to ITT about 18 months ago. And ADS-B technology in itself is critical to NextGen, but by itself, it is not NextGen. NextGen is a collection of concepts to improve air traffic from gate to gate. So it's a collection of both concepts and technologies and solutions to improve those safety features, as well as enhance security and increase capacity, as well as efficiency within the system. So to be a little bit more specific, we will hope to work with the FAA on concepts such as 4D trajectory-based operations, where you're looking at the three dimensionals plus time for a trajectory of an aircraft from its takeoff departure all the way to its final destination at the gate. We're currently working with the FAA on things like trajectory-based ops across the oceanic domains, going from both Europe to the U.S., but that's just one of many specific things that we want to work with the FAA on researching and developing those solutions.
Okay. Are there a couple other specific concepts like that one that you can also mention?
Absolutely. One thing that the FAA has done under SE 2020 is they had made sure that the scope of the contract is broad enough to work on multiple concepts and solutions that all fit under NextGen and to do the right research and development. So things like weather. Weather is a major impact. It's 70% of the cause of the delays in the air traffic system today. We hope to work with the FAA to look at how we can have much more predictive and probabilistic weather forecasting to allow the operations of the airlines a little bit more efficient notice to help with reduction of those delays within the air traffic system. We also help to really look at how to really integrate more of the ground automation systems with the actual aircraft itself. As we move towards next gen, we talk about shared command and control between the aircraft and the current air traffic controllers. But we need to make sure that the capabilities that are on the aircraft are also capabilities on the ground. So we're looking to integrate those concepts of both what the aircraft is capable of doing as well as what the ground is capable of doing to ensure that we're flying the aircraft as efficiently as possible, which also helps reduce things like fuel burn and saves on emissions.
Thank you.
This is Bill Carey with Avionics Magazine. Just as a follow-up to that question, could you give us any more specificity on some of these trials, for instance, for 4D trajectory-based operations? There's been considerable work done in that area already, I think mainly in Europe at Stockholm and other airports. Do you have in mind any testbed airports for which to test out these concepts?
Well, Bill, I think just about any airport is a candidate, to be honest with you. Right now, Boeing is currently working with the FAA to do operational trials on a concept called tailored arrivals, which is something we've actually been working with the FAA on for a number of years, and we're doing tailored arrivals into San Francisco International Airport. Mm-hmm. The FAA is now looking to move those concepts to LAX, or Los Angeles, as well as Miami International Airport. And we, Boeing, have also done those same concepts in Europe, mainly in Amsterdam, as well as Australia. We're looking at two different efforts here that we would like to work with the FAA on. One is called AIR, which is the Atlantic Initiative to Reduce Emissions. The other one is called ASPIRE, which is the Asian Pacific Initiative to Reduce Emissions. Those two platforms are perfect platforms to look at how do we integrate operational trials across the oceans, whether Atlantic or Pacific, and of course those targeted airports would be along the coastal airports, but we don't want to limit the flight trials to just those airports. We think any major of the OEP 35 airports are prime candidates for these operational trials.
Now, in the case of those two programs you mentioned, AIR and ASPIRE, would this represent a more a formalization of those two programs?
Yes.
So that they will be conducted on an ongoing basis going forward?
Yeah, we want to move them from the initial operational trials to more pre-implementation capabilities. And that's what this research is really trying to focus on. So it's to mature the concepts and the technologies associated with those concepts to help set the FAA up for more of an implementation of these concepts later down the road. So we're hoping under SC 2020 to mature those current concepts in those operational trials and to expand them to other airports.
Okay. And just a final question, is Airbus serving as a subcontractor to Boeing in this situation?
That is correct.
Is that a first?
Actually, as Daryl and Neil had talked about before, we actually have an agreement with Airbus. It is not the first. We're working with Airbus on other things, as well as we are a subcontract to Airbus on bits and pieces of the equivalent to NextGen in Europe called SASAR, Single European Skies. So we have an agreement with Airbus to look at the global harmonization of the systems, especially between the two major forces, which is both U.S. and Europe.
Okay, thank you.
This is Emily Prepty with the Press of Atlantic City. Do you guys plan to bid on the next round of contracts that's going to be awarded?
Emily, could you please clarify that? Which contracts are you referring to?
The remaining contracts that the FAA is going to award related to next-gen research and development.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant. I just want to make sure that I was clear.
Mm-hmm.
No, Boeing had chose only to prime the full and open for the NextGen R&D. We are not playing on the CETA contract, which is CERT-2, and we're not currently playing on a small business set-aside.
And is there any estimate as to how many additional employees you might need to hire within your own company to execute the contracts that you've already been awarded, or no? Have you not arrived at that?
This is Neil Planzer. You know, there's lots of opportunity in this contract. As it gets defined, we can see additional people coming on board. It's very difficult to choose a number right now. For your area, you have the number one world-class research and development center in the world on these items. The Hughes Technical Center is outstanding. We work with them, and we would like to continue to work with them. And we're going to look to focus as much of the R&D as we can in that southern New Jersey area, as well as many other places. But clearly, the FAA has a great facility down there. So we're going to look to try to fulfill as much of the opportunity as we can.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is Bill Carey with Avionics Magazine again. For Gene, I'm curious as to how the administration of SE 2020 will work in practice. For instance, will the direction for which airports that will serve as testbed sites come from FAA initially, or will it be more of a collaborative process?
Bill, we expect it to be a more collaborative process. We of course, have many simulators for the aircraft side around the globe, but as far as the airports, we plan on working collaboratively with the FAA to target which are those that are best suited to do those operational trials at.
Okay, thank you.
Julie Johnson with the Chicago Tribune.
If I could add something to that, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The only thing I want to add to that a little bit is that, Boeing's got an enormous footprint, not just ourselves, but with our teammates as well, too. And then our experience with the Transportation Security Agency back in the early 2000s after 9/11 on providing security solutions at airports allows us to have, a little bit more robust capability when it comes to understanding the capabilities of airports, understand the needs of the airlines and such. So I think, to Gene's point, we are a very good partner to work with the FAA to find those unique situations and areas that I think can best test out concepts that would get us quicker to those quality solutions that we're looking for to enhance the flying activities.
Was that Mr. Planzer?
That was Greg Deiter. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Could you, again, Julie Johnson, Chicago Tribune, could you just walk us through a little bit about the large-scale ATM modeling, what's involved with that, and realistically, when might some of these improvements start to be integrated with the existing system?
Julie, great question. The ATM modeling and simulation, we've been working with the FAA quite a bit on modeling and simulation. We've been doing a lot of modeling and simulation around the airports, different airports, as well as the entire national airspace system to measure and look at the impacts when there's certain effects, whether it be weather or other things like closure of airports and how that affects all the airlines and the flying public. Within Boeing, we feel that we have, between Boeing and our partners, we have lab facilities across the United States, and we plan on having integrated labs not just within our team but also with the FAA, in particular the FAA's William J. Hughes Technical Center. As Mr. Planzer alluded to earlier, it is one of the world premier technical center of excellences located there just outside Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan on doing integrated modeling and simulation of all the concepts that we're going to work with the FAA on to look at the impacts and measure the effectiveness of those concepts within a national airspace system. we'll work with the FAA to advance these concepts as fast as we can. It will be determined by the FAA when these will be delivered early. We think we have the right team to help the FAA advance these concepts quicker and therefore start delivering early benefits for NextGen.
I mean, are we realistically likely to see any of these benefits implemented before 2020, or are we looking at a longer time frame?
I actually believe we can see a lot of these benefits much earlier than 2020. Just knowing what's taking place today, the concepts and the technologies that are being vetted out, I think the FAA and this team in particular can help starting to deliver some of those benefits much early on. We will target some of those early-term benefits and try to focus on those. One project that I'll talk that we've worked in full collaboration with not just the FAA but airlines is the concept I spoke about earlier called tailored arrivals,
right,
where we are already showing the airlines how to fly a more predictive and an efficient route for an arrival. And by doing so, they're saving on the average about 460 to 500 kilograms of fuel per flight and reducing the carbon footprint by about 1,500 kilograms. So right there is an early benefit to the airline. We think we can model those same concepts and deliver some next-gen benefits a lot earlier than 2020.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Okay, well, once again, I want to thank all of you for dialing in to our call today, and we appreciate very much of your interest in this program. And again, if you have any additional questions or need any follow-up information, please contact either Jill Tadino or myself. Once again, thanks very much for joining.
Thank you.